Good afternoon and welcome to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Along with Matt Tritt and I'm John Coffey, as we are broadcasting live from Pizza Ranch in Maryville. And for the next hour, we'll be talking Northwest Missouri State athletics as Northwest Missouri State's winter and spring sports seasons really kind of collide. We talked a bit about this last week, but saw the first full weekend of the spring sports with baseball and softball in action to go along with indoor track and field and, of course, Michigan women's basketball this past weekend. So it is definitely a busy time with Northwest Missouri State Athletics.
Yes, it is. There's still eight regular season games to go in basketball. We're about the midway point indoor track and field, which they continue to set multiple records every time that team hits the track. And then, of course, you mentioned a baseball and softball getting things rolling. You know, softball heading down south, baseball out to Colorado. They'll take a trip to Memphis, Tennessee this upcoming week. And then Coach Rosie's tennis team, that's right around the corner, too, coming up on Valentine's Day. So we'll get to see all these teams in action before long.
And as far as basketball goes, a tough trip down to St. Joseph with a couple of losses to Missouri Western. But you look at both of those games, and the ball bounced a little bit differently in both of those. Could have been two different results on Saturday.
Yeah, you kind of hate to look at that at the end and see the sweep there for Missouri Western, but the women's team down in it to the very end. I mean, it's 66-66 with 1:58 left. Just Kaylee Keston going out with an injured ankle early in that third quarter. That took one of the best scorers off the floor. Molly Hartnett really had a good game, 28 points, matching a career high. Third time she's done that this season. But they start double, triple-teaming her, forcing the ball out. Just hard to kind of get things going elsewhere offensively for Northwest, and so they end up falling in that one by three, despite really playing a terrific game up and down throughout. Then the men's team, too, right there in it. It kind of felt like, man, just one big run. Just pull away a little bit, maybe be able to put the Griffins away, but in the end, Missouri Western able to finish that game on a 14-4 run and pick up that win over the Bearcats, 71-58. So, not the results you want to see, but you see both teams fight, take it down to the end. And now, all right, a couple Oklahoma trips. The schedule shifts a little bit to some of the Southern MIAA teams, and maybe this is where both teams can come out and make their hay.
Northwest going down to Edmond on Thursday to face Central Oklahoma, then a short trip over to Claremore, Oklahoma, as they will face Rogers State this Saturday afternoon. So that's how the Bearcat men's and women's basketball teams look. And, of course, baseball and softball. Baseball opened up out in Colorado and Denver, went 1-3 over the weekend. And the softball, again, got off to a pretty decent start. And really, their record could kind of turn around just a little bit had they had a break or two in their weekend.
Yeah, I think we knew going out to Colorado for baseball that Regis was a very good team, that was going to be tough no matter what. And so took their lumps, but a chance to get back out on the road for Christian Brothers this week out in Memphis, Tennessee. And then softball-wise, going 2-3. But you look at that opener, it was 4-4 in the bottom of the seventh inning, two outs, and it just so happened that Washtenaw Baptist able to get an RBI single to cap that one with a 5-4 win. But, you know, Northwest that close to pulling out that first one. And then, of course, a couple really good wins over Missouri, S&T, and Henderson State. So seeing some of the bats you expect to come out and play well, do that already. We'll hear from Skylar Piper coming up. She's batting .500 through the first five games of the season. Cassidy Paulson, a pitcher for the Bearcats, her second year with Northwest. She came out. A couple of really good relief appearances. So we'll hear from them as well as Coach Tejas of where they go from here as they get set for another trip back into Arkansas this week.
Again, we are broadcasting live from Pizza Ranch in Maryville on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We got more coming up right after this timeout.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries within the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and Altar and Home. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Welcome back into the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show as Northwest Missouri State softball got things up and rolling last week. They head down to Arkadelphia, Arkansas for the Hawkins-McGee Memorial Tournament. Northwest came out of that 2-3. Some good games overall. Tight one there to start that didn't go Northwest way in the end. But overall, Coach, we look at this and Northwest able to shake off some rust and show some flashes throughout as well.
Yeah, I think, you know, just being able to compete against a different team right away was really fun. We did some really good things game one. We were able to see a lot of good things, you know, from especially our young players throughout the weekend.
Offensively, you come out, and it felt like this team was able to get some runs early in games. For the first five games, you score in the first or second inning, or both.
Yep.
Seeing your big hitters come out and be aggressive and get that rolling right away, is that something that kind of lends itself to good things as the season goes on?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and I think the biggest thing for us offensively is putting pressure on early and keeping the pressure on throughout. I know we kind of hit a lull in the middle innings, but jumping on top of people early also from a pitching perspective helps them, you know, just take a breath and just go throw their game.
We're talking Northwest softball with head coach Naomi Tellez, as well as senior first baseman Skylar Piper, senior pitcher Cassidy Paulson with us too. And Skylar, we talk about the offense getting things rolling early. What did you see out of it? Was it a little bit different going from Hughes Fieldhouse to all of a sudden seeing live pitching outdoors?
100%. It's just a whole different perspective, but hitting is very contagious. So once one person gets going, I feel like the whole team kind of gets going and we kind of feed off each other's energy.
6-for-12, couple extra base hits. How do you feel personally coming out of that?
I don't know. I feel good. I feel like we have really been preparing well, and our coaches have been hounding on us. Like, it's going to be a little bit tougher at practice, but when we make it tougher at practice, it'll be easier in the games, and it'll just feel pretty easy and normal.
Mentioned coming out, you're hitting the ball well, but also four walks all ready to start. And I think last year you had 18 for the entire season, so that's trending up a little bit too. Is that being patient at the plate? Are you seeing pitches better? Is the approach changed as you're a senior now?
Yeah, I talked to Coach Creason this weekend. He was just saying, like, hey, they know you're a good hitter, so you just need to be disciplined up there. They know where to pitch you, so just be a smart hitter because you know you're a good hitter.
Is that something too, Coach, that's kind of difficult at times? You want to be aggressive and jump on pitches, but you don't want to expand that strike zone too
much.
Right,
absolutely. I mean, we've been tough on them at practice, understanding what pitches we hit really well and just staying disciplined. And, you know, those borderline pitches, even though they are a strike, we don't hit them well, so we don't have to hit them. And in a strike is a strike, and that's okay. So just staying really disciplined and drawing our walks when we have to.
Now, Cassidy, you see the flip side of it, too, as a pitcher coming in. You want to force that hitter to expand the strike zone. You had a couple good relief appearances for Northwest across 6 2/3 innings this weekend. What do you take away from it, kind of getting your season underway?
I thought it was good to get in there in relief. I think it's important for our staff to have people that they can rely on to come in and get things rolling and making sure that we get out of innings pretty quick. I think it was important for me to learn from the first game. I kind of got, it didn't really feel too good losing, you know, having that last person score. And, you know, my team came up, and then we ended up losing that one game. But I think I learned from it, and I think it's important for – I think it's good for our pitching staff to have somebody that can come in and really get things done quick.
You mentioned that first outing against Ouachita and ultimately stabilizing things, right? Mm-hmm. You're down 4-3, and you kind of allowed the team to be able to come back and tie it 4-4 and had two outs in the bottom of the seventh before that final run comes across. But is that something you learn from but also kind of look at and say, hey, there were positives that came out of this outing
too?
Sure.
For sure. I think it's really good to look at the positive things, especially for the pitching staff. And then it's the beginning of the season, so it's good to learn from it too. And I think all of us – you know, we took things out of this weekend, and I think we can really improve on some things as a pitching staff, but also as hitters. And it wasn't the best, but I think we either win or we learn, and a lot of it was learning experiences too.
Picked up the win against Henderson State, going four innings in relief there. Did that get to the point where you're rolling? You're like, I'm going to finish this one off, Coach.
Yeah, it felt a lot better, and I think I learn the things that I learned from the last time that I, you know, wasn't really getting things off the plate and they barreled me up pretty good. I think I took that into another game and made sure that wouldn't happen because that last, you know, didn't really feel too good.
coach to have a veteran pitcher like this that's been through it before, and it's not one of those, it's something bad's going to happen, it's going to be sulking, but it's, you mentioned it's learning from it, mm-hmm. moving on. That's to make your life a little bit easier.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, Cass, when she throws, she's a very emotional pitcher in the best way possible, and her team feeds off of it. And sometimes our highs get really high, and that's when we lose a little bit of control. But just to stabilize us, you know, on the mound is really, you know, it's really helpful. And for her, like, her ball moves a ton. And so just being able to control that movement a little bit more, or, you know, have it move out of the zone quicker, whatever that is, it's really fun to watch it, you know, from our perspective.
Now, Skyler at first base, Cassidy at pitcher. There's some interesting interactions. Obviously, it's not the pitcher-catcher relationship, but I feel like a first baseman is also kind of right in the ear of the pitcher a lot of times, too. What's the relationship between you two and Skyler, do you ever have a time where you're like, I'm going to slow the game down and go out and talk to her a little bit?
Oh, 100%. Every time there's a foul ball or whatnot, I love to meet Cass or any of the pitchers in the circle and just, you know, be like, hey, like, what's going on, you know? Like, let's you know, just have a little conversation. I love talking to Cass. She always just cheers me up. She just knows how to bring the energy, and I feel like we feed off each other a lot.
Cassie, do you like that? Is that loose for you, or is it – get out of here and let me pitch?
No, it's so helpful. Every single person behind me, especially Skyler, is so helpful. And for an example, my curveball didn't really feel very good. I was slipping a little bit. It wasn't very – and I looked at Skyler and I said, Skyler, my curveball doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel good. In fact, I actually said, my curveball's not very good. And she said, no, your curveball's very good. It's very good. And I was like, wow, you're right. You're right. You know, it's so nice to have that kind of – and she's always so positive and works so hard. And it's Skylar's birthday, by the way. I just felt like I needed to
thank
add
you.
That.
Thank you, Cass.
But she is such a good leader. She's been here a really long time, and she leads on and off the field, which is so very special. You can't really, you know, find that all the time, and it's very special to be around.
Thank you.
I just noted I wasn't the one that brought that up.
I know, Cass did that for me. Love it.
Since she did, actually, we got a birthday cake for just.
Had me for a second. I was
yeah,
like,
I was
hey.
Like, wow.
Awesome, right? Northwest softball coming off a 2-3 weekend, getting set for Bentonville, Arkansas this upcoming week for another weekend of games. Coach, last one before we let you go. Of course, talking with Cassidy and the defense behind her and how big that is energy-wise, too. You're always trying to build.
Yep.
Last year, third most errors in the MIAA. Yep. You come out here with just one from the opening mm-hmm. weekend. How does that feel? What are you seeing change with this team right now?
Honestly, considering, you know, the turf we played on was a lot slicker than we've been on. The dirt, we haven't been on dirt in however long it was. I was very impressed by our defensive play. And there was a lot of plays that were made in big-time moments. Just our softball IQ helped us out a ton. It was awesome to see.
Yeah, Skyler, I assume that's one thing, like, playing clean softball, it's going to win you a lot of games.
100%. I feel like during those tight games, especially that first one, I feel like there was a lot of defensive plays that, like, kept us in that game. And they're honestly the most fun games to play, too, you know, when you can look at your defense and just count on everybody to make those timely plays and look at our pitchers and, you know, trust in everything that they do.
The Bearcats won two of their final three over the weekend, getting set for another trip down to Arkansas this week. Coach, Skyler, and Cassidy, thanks for the time, and happy birthday.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
As Northwest Missouri State softball's head coach, Naomi Tejas, with us, also seniors Skyler Piper and Cassidy Paulson. We'll take a break and be back with more on the Bearcat Coaches Show.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Losh Optometry. Serving Maryville and the surrounding area, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More information available at 660-241-5001.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Compass Dental Group, providing full-service dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more. From Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Viertaler, and Spencer Twaddle, Compass Dental Group proudly supports the Bearcats. For more information, compassdentalgroup.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Maryville Forum, serving the region for more than 150 years. The Forum provides local news, sports, and information online daily at maryvilleforum.com or at 660-562-2424.
Support for KXCV Care and W comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Back into the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show here from a Pizza Ranch in Maryville. We're talking Northwest Missouri State women's basketball now as the Bearcats coming off a tough one last week against Missouri Western, but a couple opportunities this week on the road with Central Oklahoma and Rogers State. We have got Bearcats Peyton Kilderman and Lindsay Kilderman with us. Good to see you guys once again. Well, just one game last week. Missouri Western, obviously the big rivalry game. You guys come up 3 points short, but it still felt like there were a lot of positives. The team was in it, played hard. What do you guys take away from that? What do you kind of wash away and just put away from that series against the Griffins this year?
I feel like obviously something you want to wash away is just the loss. I mean, that was sucky that it was 3-point loss, but I think to take away from that game, I feel like our effort as a team was a lot better than what it has been in previous games, and I think just kind of those, like, things you can't really speak about, like effort, energy, you could just kind of feel a difference in that game. So I think taking that away into the games coming up this week.
Is that kind of the ebbs and flows of a long season too, that you're going to go through some stretches where you might lose some games, different adversity is going to come up, you guys have personal lives and classes on top of it too, it's hard to keep that throughout. Is that something you're going to build off of now, seeing, hey, we hung, we were there, we just have to do that game in, game out?
Yes, for sure. I feel like even though we did obviously lose the game, I feel like it gives us some energy going into this week of, we know that we can hang with any team in the league, and we know that if we come out there and give it our best every day, that we can go and beat these teams. So I think we can use that and keep that energy going as we go into this upcoming week.
Northwest sitting at 10-11 on the season, 3-8 in the MIAA. Do you guys look at that or look at the remaining schedule? And is there a sense of urgency that comes up? Or is it just, we got to be day by day at this point?
I feel like it's a balance of both of, you want to take it day by day, but also there in the back of your mind, it's like there is a conference tournament that you're playing for. So you obviously first need to qualify for that. So I think, yes, that is something that still drives us. And I think going into this week is super exciting because we're looking at different teams. You know, the first half of the season is the same, like, four teams, and it's just Moes, Hayes, Carney, like, the same team. So I think now entering a part of our season where it's different faces, teams we haven't played, is something that we're probably all really excited about.
Bearcats getting set for Central Oklahoma Thursday, Rogers State coming up on Saturday. Then again, as Peyton mentioned, it's just teams we haven't seen yet from the South, which is going to be nice. Lindsay, the Bearcats traditionally against the Broncos have won a lot of games in recent years and played very well. Is there something about Edmond or that gym or that matchup that just kind of clicks for you guys?
Yeah, I feel like our team always does really good against them. And I don't know, I mean, we got a long bus ride coming up, so I feel like we'll all, you know, take naps and then kind of just get the camaraderie all together, and then we'll just go in there and do our thing. So yeah, I feel like we're all really excited about it, and it'll be fun, and go out there and show them what we can do.
We talked a lot with Coach Meyer about being on the road a lot this season, and some of those games were in St. Joe, so it's not like a terrible road trip, but not many home games. Peyton, do you guys find that it's, I don't want to say more fun or nicer to be away from home, because sometimes you do play better away, but does that travel ever wear on you guys a little bit?
I feel like traveling wise, it's kind of nice just because, I mean, you're focused on basketball and then schoolwork. Like, you don't have much going on in the hotel room. So I feel like it is nice focus wise, just like, hey, I'm here for basketball, and yeah, I'll work on school during our downtime. And I think home games are nice just from the home feel and the crowd, obviously. So I think we all like that. But like you said, our team does tend to play well on the road. So I feel like that can be a breath of fresh air sometimes, going to different gyms versus our own.
Northwest getting set for UCO and Rogers State as we are talking with Peyton Kilderman and Lindsay Kilderman from the women's basketball team. Peyton, you're a senior. This is your final go. You've got eight regular season games left. Lindsay, you're still just classified as a junior after redshirting, so you've got a full another season. You guys have played basketball together forever.
I know.
And knowing that you've only got a certain amount of games left together, even if that includes a run through the NCAA tournament, it's finite. Have you guys discussed that, thought about it, what that means?
I feel like we haven't, like, discussed it much, but, I mean, literally this morning we were working out together, and something that went through my head, I was like, wow, only, like, 4 more weeks of this, and then who knows? So I was like, I definitely am trying to soak in all the last few moments of just workout, shooting, games, everything, because, I mean, I feel like 4 weeks is going to go by really fast, and I'm not quite ready to let it go yet, so I want to soak it all up.
Yes, and I was, during a workout, I was like, man, I don't know how I'm going to function without a rebounder, like a built-in rebounder. So even though you're not playing next year, I will still use you as a rebounder.
She could take fewer shots now.
Yes.
Yeah, she's going to be like, here, Peyton, go run and chase my ball.
Northwest Missouri State getting set for UCO and Rogers State this weekend. Peyton Lindsay, always great to talk with you. I'm sure we've got more coming up here in the coming weeks for Bearcat basketball and beyond. Folks can stay tuned for that, but always good to talk to you guys.
Yes, thank you, Matt.
Yeah, thank you.
That is Peyton and Lindsay Kelderman with us. We'll take a break and be back with more on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show.
Support for KXCV KRNW is brought to you by Agriland FS, with 18 fast stop locations in southern Iowa and northwest Missouri, including South Main and Maryville, across from Applebee's. Fast stop is open 24/7. To find the nearest location, agrilandfs.com/faststop.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Twaddle Realty. Whether it's residential, commercial, or a farm property, broker Brian Twaddle can list it and market it through custom 3D virtual tours, pictures, and more. For information on all listings in the Maryville area, 562-7562 or online at twaddlerealty.com.
Underwriting for this program is provided by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More information available at tristatefordlincoln.com or 660-562-3677.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Welcome back into the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show as we are talking Northwest Missouri State indoor track and field. We've got head coach Brandon Masters with us, also joined by a couple of runners and Riley Witt, a junior from the squad, as well as Max Turan, a senior for the Bearcats. And coach, kind of hitting that midpoint to the indoor track and field season, we're seeing Northwest continue to put up great results every time, Matt, including these two of the fastest guys in Northwest history, Max and Riley. We'll talk about them as we go throughout, but you have to be pretty ecstatic with what you're seeing so far.
Yeah, we had a nice meet. We went down to Washburn this weekend to get on a bank track, and we ran a majority of everybody, so it was a big meet for us, and we got some great results. We got some results that weren't so great. It's all about timing of you know, our fitness and our workouts in the weight room and such. And so we knew a few people were ready to go and saw that. We saw a couple of results, like Chloe's 200 came out of kind of nowhere. I didn't expect that. But that was an incredible time, specifically with how hard we're working in the weight room on the sprint side. I know Coach Wick had these guys tuned up, ready to roll. It was an important meet for them. We had some different strategies out there, and we got a lot of great results from that squad this weekend.
You want to get provisional times that are going to qualify you for on down the line, but you also at times try to put some stress on your athletes just to see how they'll respond, as far as we're going to have some hard workouts, then we're going to go to a meet with some fast people, and we're going to see what you do. Like, is there a balance between those two things?
Yeah, we can't be peaked up or ready to go at all times. We're going to limit our opportunities late. And we've done a really good job of one of the biggest things that we have, our mantra, is overcome your ranking, right? So we go into a MIAA meet or the national meet, those meets that we are scored on, right? So we don't have a win-loss record. We're different than a lot of sports. We have one opportunity indoors at the conference, and we have one opportunity nationally at the national meet to do well, actually get a score and a rank. So when things come out and we know our ranking going into a meet, we try to overcome that. these meets that are in the middle of the season, we're simply trying to get an effort, learning how to run with these guys specifically. Every race that they have is going to be different. A 60 meters is a 60 meters. The gun goes, you drive, you finish, or you stay in your own lane. But some of these other races, and even the 400 indoors, very difficult because every race can be different. And on a 200 bank, it's different than a 300 flat like it is at Hughes. So we've got to learn how to race and learn how to compete and use the strategies that coaches set up. And these guys each had a strategy that Coach Wick set up for their races, and they tried to execute them. They didn't always work to plan, but for the most part, when you see good marks this early in this, I say this early, we're in mid-season, but for me it's this early, we're very excited about that. That's not always going to come. Now, the Bearcat, we do try to, this is a big meet for us. We try to tune up a little bit more. We have some events that we need to go fast, and ideally we knock that out of the park, and distance medley relay, since these guys are here, distance medley relay is important. We're going to go for a national mark, and we should be tuned up enough to go get that mark, and then hopefully get in, go back to work, and then wait for a couple more weeks, right? So.
Well, we're talking with head coach Brandon Masters, our student athletes here, Riley Witt and Max Turan, and coach, you're talking about them being in shape and what they're doing and executing that strategy. And Riley, I would assume that maybe Saturday went according to plan. You come out and run the mile in 4:03, which is a new fastest mile in Northwest history, just in less than a half a second faster than Max from 2 weeks before. So I don't know if there's some bragging rights there back and forth, but Riley, overall, take us through what that was like for you. I think at the Coach Alsop Open, you ran it in 4:11. Your previous PR indoor was 4:08, I think. What clicked, what worked to get to 4:03 this week?
Yeah, that was a PR 2 years in the making, actually. It was my freshman year, coming off of a good cross-country season, or a pretty good cross-country season for my freshman year. Really aerobically strong, ran 4:08, and then kind of had some injury issues that season, so I wasn't able to run faster just because of the injuries. And then last year, I was also dealing with the same injury in cross-country season, so I didn't really have much of an aerobic base. And then this year, I had a good cross-country season, had a good aerobic base, opened up, ran 4:11, I was like, dang. Wow, like all that work for another 4:11, like I can't get under my freshman time. It was pretty disappointing. But yeah, two of the most important things in like my college training is the guy sitting right next to me and then the coaching staff. Like without Max and without our coaching staff, I wouldn't have been able to do that. And like just the discouragement from after running 4:11, the encouragement I got from like my teammates and my coaching staff, like that didn't represent my fitness. Stay on it. It'll come. Times will come. 2 weeks later, I run 4:03 in the best time in Bearcat history. So it was really special. It was really cool, but not quite done yet.
To have that full circle, though, and to come through and see 4:03, what's the first thing that hits you?
I knew it was possible just because of the encouragement. So I was, like, just relieved. Like, mm-hmm. I did it, and now I get more opportunities. 'Cause if you don't run fast enough, then your season ends at the conference meet. And I just didn't want to end it prematurely, so I wanted to get a good shot at least at running it another time.
Well, Coach, we saw Riley. He really did perform well throughout the cross-country season, then coming out and doing this, the indoor, and overcoming the injuries and finding that confidence. It's fun to see kids like that make those big leaps.
Yeah, it's extremely rewarding as a coach. That's why we do this, right? I mean, it's the relationships that we have, that the time we spend. It's hard. We ride emotions with our kids, whether it be the 4:11 emotion, right? It picking you off the ground and going, dude, manage expectations. It's early. We're okay. And getting on track mentally to be able to handle, stepping up and going, okay, I can do this. And then we ride the emotion of the high, right? The 4:03, the school record, all that excitement. And so it is an emotional roller coaster for coaches, because One time we're dealing with the 4:03 school record, amazing, and the next race you're dealing with someone who didn't compete as well. So it's a great opportunity. It's so exciting to see when kids step through and just believe in you, believe in their teammates, and then believe in the training and the strategy. And then if Riley didn't believe that, then the 4:11 comes back, right? And so he's much better than that. We knew that. He's one of our best and now one Northwest best. And so it's pretty exciting to see him come through and get that big goal.
Max, a couple weeks ago, you ran that mile in 4:04. Do you now have your sights set on 4:02 and sliding under Riley?
Yeah, I wish, but I don't think I'm going to have another chance to run a mile, even though I think I could beat him, but it's between me and him. No, yeah, I mean, I think I had a good race when I ran 4:04. I executed the plan, stayed behind the pacer, and just keep running as much as I could. And I ran 4:04, and you ran 4:03. You know, that's part of the game. Mm-hmm. He has a better time than me so far, but
so far,
so far, yeah. Emphasis on the so far.
You came out with a really big performance in the 800, 151. You won it by 0.03 of a second, holding off a kid from Little Rock. Take us through that stretch and what that was like coming out that win on Saturday.
You want me to tell you about the race?
Yes, please.
Okay, so we start. I'm on the outside lane. I got pushed off. I'm all the way in the back. Not cool.
Not to plan.
Not to plan. And I make my way back till like maybe 500. I get in second place, and then with 250 to go, I just take the lead and try to hold off from the Little Rock kid. I was pacing myself maybe almost in lane two to make sure he's not going on the inside and it's trouble to go on the outside, just to keep my my position. And then I look back with maybe 40 minutes to go, and I saw he was still here, so I had to push a little harder to make it.
If that went a few more meters, did you have it in you?
Oh, yeah.
Or were
yeah,
you at the very end?
No, I think I had it, yeah.
Yeah?
He was as dead as me, so.
Yeah.
We're good.
You got there. So, Coach, we saw Max running a lot of miles in the fall of cross country, but he's also getting out and running these middle distances, the kind of that hard in-between of he's got to be able to go out and run that long time, but also have that fast twitch still at the same time. How do you kind of find that balance for a young man like this? That obviously the drive is there, but then also kind of getting those workouts just right.
Well, the plan was for Max to open up big in December and go get that nice 800 time. He over exceeded our expectations, running 1:48 and unbelievable. That was so much fun. But his fall was about he's definitely an aerobic monster. He can do great stuff. He could be part of our, you know, cross country team and be in our top five and be an amazing part of that. You know, we redshirted in this fall, and our goal was to get him to run fast in December, and he did that. So coach had him really ready to go, and now it's about going back to work and working through the winter break, and then kind of getting him ready to go to the national meet and do that same thing. And you know, a meet like this weekend where it didn't go to plan, that can happen. Every time you run a mile, every time you run 800, and especially indoors, it's a different race. It's always a different race, and you got to be prepared for 20 different versions of that race. And Max was certainly not planning to be in the back in the first 50 meters, but that's where he found himself. So when we get to a national meet, when we get to a conference meet, even a conference final, nobody cares how fast you run. You're already there. It's all about placing after that. And so having that mindset of, oh, go compete, Max, okay, you found yourself in the back. Now what are you going to do about it? So he competed. He worked himself up. He tried to hit the strategy and make that move with, you know, 250, 300 to go and see what he could get done. And he was able to execute. So at the end of the day, we don't care about the time being 151 versus 148. The idea is how did you plan for the race? How did you execute? When the race went poorly, he could have just quit, stayed at the back. But he went and executed the best of his ability. After that first 200 meters, you find yourself in the back. You better get some work done. And he's able to come through, and a testament to his ability, his competitiveness, is to come back and win that race.
To get this group ready for the distance medley relay and trying to put down a good time for that, you obviously want to have a game plan, but are you also trying to tell these guys embrace the chaos? Because for one race, it's one thing, but then all of a sudden you put it all together, it could be a little bit chaotic, I guess.
Yeah, you know, that distance medley is going to be chaotic at Nationals. I don't think it'll be so chaotic this weekend. I think that there'll be a couple of teams that are decent, but, you know, after hopefully Riley gets us a stick in a decent position, and we won't have much traffic ahead of us. 300 track, a lot more room, but go to Nationals, and that's going to be chaotic. That 1,200 leg to 400 leg handoff is always crazy. And then the 4:08s, you know, it can be crazy as well. So I know we'll be ready for that when it comes, and we have the right guys on this team. It's just a lot of the same guys. We're deep, which is really great as well. We have a lot of guys that can fill a lot of different positions. So I'm really confident that one on Friday night. They're going to hit a home run and go get us, punch our ticket to Nationals. But I also have a lot of confidence in this team coming back at Nationals and being great when it counts.
The Northwest Missouri State track and field season rolls on. The Bearcat Invite coming up this Friday and Saturday from Hughes Fieldhouse. Guys, appreciate coming on. Good luck. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, bud. Appreciate it.
That's Northwest Missouri State head cross or track and field coach, Brandon Masters, also junior Riley Witt and senior Max Teron with us. We'll take a break and be back with more on KXCV at KRNW.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
And welcome back to Pizza Ranch on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We talk men's basketball with the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team, Matt Keeley, along with Byron Alexander, senior off of this team. And Coach, coming off a trip down to St. Joseph against Missouri Western, and a game that really for the most part ended right down to the last 2 to 3 minutes there.
Yeah, just kind of a been our story here, especially in the last 2 or 3 weeks, with maybe the exception of the Central Missouri game at home, where we play Kearney and Hayes and Washburn and Western and are in the game or even leading in the second half, I believe, in every single one of those games, and which is growth from where we've been in the first semester, but really getting anxious to break through and finish and get to the last buzzer there where we're ahead and did that a little bit, again against Western, where we executed some stuff to battle and be close, but then ultimately, some decision making and some plays on their part, proved to be the difference.
And one of the things that really stood out to me in that game from a statistical standpoint, just free throws, they got to the line 20 times, hit 17 of those, and on the other side, Northwest, getting the line, 14 times with 8 free throws out of that, and that to me kind of was a thing that stands out as maybe one of the biggest differences there.
Yeah, my wife is always trying to bait me with that stuff when I come home, and, hey, the officials were bad tonight, right? I'm like, well, in the first half we gave up 8 offensive rebounds, and in the second half we turned it over 10 times. So those things came into play as well. So more so on the ones that we could control there. And I think our shots have started to our shot selection or shot creation, I should say, has started to improve where, man, we're getting some easier shots. As a result, they're going in a little bit more. The offensive struggle doesn't feel maybe as heavy as it was, the first few times through in the league there. But, looking forward to this week and heading down and seeing some new opponents that, we haven't seen so far this year, even though it's a little bit of a trek down to Central Oklahoma.
Now, you brought with you today Byron Alexander. Byron coming off his second career, a double-double, 11 points and 12 rebounds against Missouri Western. And first, Coach, just talk about what Byron's meant to your team this year.
Yeah, he's so important to, bridging the gap between, where this program has been and, where we, hope to continue it with. And obviously, some certain growing pains in the middle here as that's happened. But, Byron has shown the guys, what a daily approach looks like, just in his effort and, getting on the floor on days where, he's banged up and maybe the best thing for him would be a day off. But, feels like, man, I got to lead by example here and do some of that stuff. And then certainly, his voice and his attitude, everyone in that locker room understands that, he's played on some teams that have won at the highest level. And been national champions, and so
when he weighs in with stuff, you know, whether it's coaches or players, you know, guys listen and you know, he demands that respect just through his career and through who he is as a person. And so, you know, it hasn't obviously paid off necessarily in wins, but certainly will be a guy that is, as this program, you know, gets to where we want to be, will be a guy that we tell stories about as, you know, hey, he stayed, you know, he was an everyday guy, even when, you know, it wasn't a lot of fun with, you know, some of the frustration of results and stuff like that. And so, it'll help speed it up, for sure, for where we want to go. And so, you know, those are all things you get to say to guys, you know, on senior night and after that. But, you know, since he's sitting right here and that's the spot that we're at, you know, want to make sure that he for sure hears that and knows that it's appreciated.
And Byron, coming off, as I mentioned a little bit earlier, a double-double with Missouri Western, that 11 points, 12 rebounds, again, second one there. Just kind of talk about getting that double-double and what that means to you there.
Well, honestly, I didn't even know I had a double-double until after the game. So I think when it's all said and done, like, I kind of just go in there and I kind of just play. So it is a nice feeling. But at the same time, like, I just want to get the win, so I try to do as much as I can.
You know, also, Coach talked about leading by example. I think a perfect example of that was that trip to Topeka earlier this year, watching you down the stretch in that game, diving after loose balls and doing a lot of little things out there. To me, that was an example of what Coach is talking about there.
Yeah, I mean, just, you know, things that are winning plays, like diving on the floor, getting loose balls, or getting rebounds, or trying to finish a play. I mean, those are all things that lead to winning, but it's got to take the whole game. So I was just trying to do my best to keep it going.
What's the biggest thing that you're trying to impart on your teammates this year?
Say that again?
What's the biggest thing you're trying to impart on your teammates this year?
Pretty much just to be good people. I mean, at the end of the day, like, basketball takes up a majority of our days, but it's the everyday things that, you know, people remember you for. They remember you for playing basketball, but they also remember because you were nice to them, or you held the door open for them, or, you know, you talked to them for a little bit on your way to class, you know. So just, like, kind of just be good people and just kind of hold yourself accountable for things that, you know, everyone needs to be accountable for.
Now, here's something that it seems like you just got through the program really quick. Of course, watching you play and going through all this, it just seemed like time goes like that. But active Division II leader in games played right now, all across Division II. What does that mean to you?
It makes me feel old. I mean, that is very interesting, but I can't believe that I've been here for so long, but it flew by.
Yeah. Well, I think it speaks obviously to his impact early. You know, it's not easy for freshmen to play, and so obviously the fact that, you know, he was in the rotation from the start on some really, really good teams, and then it speaks to the fact that they played long into seasons. You know, conference tournament championships, you know, national tournament runs, you know, all the way through, and just, you know, the number of games that you get under your belt in that way is those are two things. One, you're pretty good from the start, and two, you must have been a part of some teams that won a lot of games, and certainly, you know, that's the way. But just to kind of echo what he had said earlier, you know, I'm 43 years old, and this is, I think, the 18th team that I've coached, and I played 4 years of high school. I played 4 years of small college basketball, and so over 20 years of being a part of teams and winning is what allows you to, you know, obviously keep your job and have a voice. You know, people don't want to necessarily listen to a guy that, you know, has a career winning percent of 30%. Like, what does this guy know? Not a lot. So winning is really important for those reasons. You know, but as I look back and you know, teams that we've played, we tell the story of, hey, this Final Four team or that and all that. But, you know, the deal is really you bond more with, like, the stories of your teammates and so be a good teammate, you know, whether it's my kiddos or our team, like, play hard, be a good teammate, and you know, we'll fix all the other stuff from there. And you know, that's kind of the deal. Not like necessarily just a kumbaya moment, you know, but those things usually also lead to winning, you know, because when you're a good teammate, you want to play hard for each other. And you get on the same page, and when you like hanging out with people and all that stuff, it just culminates into team atmospheres, and know, when you're talented enough to go along with side that, then a lot of times that's how winning happens.
And Byron, as your basketball career is winding down here, time to maybe look at down the line here and see what's up next for you as far as getting out in the, I guess, quote-unquote real world here a little bit. What's the plans for you after leaving Northwest Missouri State?
I just want to go home and eat some of my dad's cooking again. And that's pretty much the plan as of right now, other than
graduate this spring.
We'll get graduate and all that good stuff, but I do want some gumbo from my father.
I've heard he is legendary. I've had a chance to talk to him from time to time, and people just rave about his cooking.
Yeah, he's from the South, so I mean he grew up on Cajun food and he brought it up north, so I mean everyone really gets a kick out of his cooking.
Can he make it too hot and spicy for you? Has he ever tried to like even out hot and out spice you, or no?
I mean, he doesn't really like it too spicy himself, so okay. He usually just makes it good enough for all of us.
Now, some of those skills trickle down to you with his cooking skills, sir.
I hope so. I hope he teaches me the recipes for some of this stuff.
Sounds good there. Coach, you also talked about the trip to Oklahoma, coming up Central Oklahoma on Thursday night, and then, of course, Rogers State on Saturday. Just kind of talk about making that trip down to Oklahoma and what you're looking for out of the team coming up.
Yep. You know, trying to, like we just mentioned, find a way to be 3 or 4 possessions better and come away with an earned victory. You know, trying to do that. Obviously, there are groups down there playing hard, too, and you know, Central Oak just got beat by Emporia, but it beat Newman by 40, you know, the night before. So not sure, you know, always exactly what they're going to do, but that's a night in the league, you know, in the MIAA. And then, you know, head over to Rogers. And two really talented teams that are going to be aggressive defensively and led by their guards. And you know, so we're obviously back at it yesterday and today trying to figure out solutions for each of them.
All right. Well, Coach and Byron, thanks a lot for being with us during the show.
Thank you.
Thanks.
You bet. That is the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Matt Keeley, along with Byron Alexander. We'll be back. We've got more coming up right after this.
Support for KXCV, KRNW, comes from Championship Motors in Maryville. Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800. Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Bearcats. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan.
Today's broadcast is underwritten by Millen Dinsdale Seed in Maryville and Oregon. Millen Dinsdale is proud to have former Bearcat offensive lineman Tanner Owen on the team as a crop specialist. To contact Tanner, Aaron, or the rest of the crew, MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information on location or online at nvb.com, member FDIC.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
And welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show, broadcasting live from Pizza Ranch. Time to talk baseball as the baseball season got underway this past weekend out in Denver, Colorado. Head coach of the Bearcat baseball team, Tony Jandrin, with us, along with infielder Dylan Huft. And guys, great to have you with us on the show. And I guess you had some nice weather this past weekend, but it's not really translating to what we've got here today outside, that's for sure.
No, thanks for having us. And yeah, it was good to get out and play another opponent and get to Denver, where we were pretty lucky with some temperatures for sure, 55, 60, and got all games in, so that was really important.
Yeah, you've talked before going on while you were out in the sun, for the most part, the dugouts weren't quite the same there.
No, I bundled up, that's for sure.
All right, well, let's kind of talk about also getting outside for that first time. I know the Hughes Fieldhouse is a great place to work out and get ready for the season, but just talk a little bit about just finally getting outside and playing some baseball.
Yeah, for sure. I think it was once again, I think just going out there and playing a quality opponent was a huge part to see where we stand and where we need to get to. And, you know, that lineup had 8 returners from their regional team a year ago, so that was a really good challenge for us. And obviously to get outside and see that big star, the sun up there, and try to battle some balls in the sun. Didn't go our way this weekend, but we'll certainly get after it and learned a lot about our team this weekend.
And what were some of the main things that you felt you learned out about this team?
Well, one, I think you got to see on the mound who's going to compete for you, who's going to attack the strike zone. Obviously, there's a lot of adversity we had to handle this weekend, and just seeing how some guys bounce back from that and how they are as a teammate. And what I loved about this team is it's just, you know, quit, and we don't play the scoreboard. We're just going to go out and play ball.
Got Dylan up with us here. Just tell our listeners a little bit about Dylan, what he means to you.
Well, Dylan, we scooped up this summer. He was at Nebraska last year. With a really good program there. They won the Big Ten last year, and so he's from that winning culture, and he was at Johnson County where he was a stud on the bases. He was a great middle infielder, and we knew he was going to be a huge piece to what we're trying to do here, and he anchored us in the leadoff spot all weekend and played shortstop for us. And when it comes to just being a leader and a winner, he's all those things.
Well, Dylan off to a 353 start at the plate. I think 6 hits over the weekend as well. Just kind of talk about your debut as a Bearcat and what really came out of it for you.
Yeah, this weekend it was great to get on the field with the guys. And I think as far as our team goes, I'm really excited to see what we have going forward. This weekend was a great testament to kind of the culture that we want to build going forward. Like Coach said, it obviously didn't go our way, but I think we can build off this as a team and individually, and each guy on the team is ready to attack this week, and we're excited to get back on the field this weekend.
What are some of the things you feel you can bring to this squad?
I just want to bring a winning culture and try to be the best leader I can be and make the guys around me better. I think that as being kind of one of the older guys, it's kind of my role to look at the guys around me and make everyone around me better and a better teammate, be a good teammate, and bring the guys up instead of bring them down. So that's kind of what the role, and I like to embrace it. So
now you come from, as you mentioned, from Nebraska, but also from Park Hill South High School. To just kind of talk about coming to Northwest and what really attracted you to coming to Northwest Missouri State here?
Yeah, both my parents went to school here, and once I found out who the coaching staff was and the new coaching staff, that really fired me up, and I thought it would be a great opportunity to come here and play for the new staff. That was really the main thing. And then like I said, my parents both went here, and yeah, I thought there was going to be a great opportunity this year to win some ball games and kind of create a new culture here around Bearcat baseball.
Hey, Coach, your second weekend coming up, a little bit different direction. You head down to Memphis, Tennessee this time around and to face Christian Brothers, and just kind of talk about heading down that direction now.
Yeah, for sure. They had a nice start to their year. They're 3-0, played Lincoln, and so they'll be feeling high, and we're going to come in hungry. And yeah, we're heading south this time, so I'm sure guys are excited. It's supposed to be 80, I think, one day down there. So weather's not a factor. We just got to play some good baseball.
What are the biggest things you want to see this team improve on going into the second weekend?
Well, certainly pounding the strike zone. Way too many free passes. Like to see a little bit more aggression at the plate, especially when early in counts and they're going to leave it in a damage area. We need to make sure we're taking the right swing and on-time swings for those. We just got to play clean defense. We just need that to be there day in and day out. It's something that we need to rely on. And hitting's tough. You can't do it all the time, and great pitchers can shut that down. But good, solid defense should be there day in and day out. And just sound approaches where you make guys earn it, you know. And we got to just pound the strike zone a little bit more consistently for sure.
I would imagine, too, from a defensive standpoint, just getting outside and getting acclimated outside, something that will help you out there as well.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the first time we've been on natural surface since the fall. And obviously we got a beautiful field here in our surface. But when you haven't been on it in a few months, and certainly some adjustments in that, and we're going to get back on it again this weekend and see how we've kind of managed that first weekend of what we've learned and how we're going to make some adjustments moving forward.
All right, well, sounds great. Appreciate both of you being on the show here.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
And that is the head coach of the Northwest baseball team, Tony Jandrin, along with shortstop Dylan Huff. We'll be back. We've got more coming up right after this.
Support for KXEV KRNW is brought to you by Agriland FS, with 18 fast stop locations in southern Iowa and northwest Missouri, including South Main and Maryville, across from Applebee's. Fast stop is open 24/7. To find the nearest location, agrilandfs.com/faststop.
Support for KXEV KRNW comes from Championship Motors in Maryville. Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Carlson Seed, a generational family business at the Iowa-Missouri line, offering DeKalb, Asgrow Seed, Custom Spraying, and Pivot Bio. To learn more, carlsonseed.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from State Farm Insurance agents Carrie Myers and Kevin Neal in Maryville and Nick Kodeman in St. Joseph, providing life, auto, and homeowners insurance and financial services. More information at 562-3882, 582-3512, or insurewithnick.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
As we continue on the Northwest Missouri State Coaches Show, joined now by the head coach of the men's and women's tennis teams, Mark Rosewell, along with a new player off of his squad, Camilla Franzine. And good to have both of you with us here on the show.
Good to hear.
And Mark, let's just kind of talk about, again, going through your preseason workouts and getting ready. You're not officially on the – or your first match is until next Friday on Valentine's Day down in Liberty, Missouri, with William Jewell. But had an opportunity yesterday for something a little rare this time of year, getting outside for a little bit.
Yeah, our first and last day to get outside. But, you know, it was pretty nice when we got – we went out there about 1 o'clock. But gosh, by the time we played some challenge matches, the ladies did. 4:30, it was getting pretty cold, so certainly we're inside now for the rest of the week.
Mentioned Camilla Franzine with us, and Coach, talk about bringing Camilla into your program.
Well, she just came in this January. I believe she's a transfer student. Was in school in Italy some, but her first year eligibility as far as playing tennis here in the United States. But you know, I've just really, no, I guess she's been here about almost a month now, but seems to be a hard worker and a very talented, good doubles player too, which we're excited about. And it seems, you know, we've had some good Italian players here recently in the last 5-6 years or whatever, and she certainly falls under that category.
And Camilla just kind of talked about getting outside yesterday. I imagine, yeah, it was fun to put the thought that we were going outside to play a little bit, but by the end of the day, it was a little on the cool side for you, wasn't it?
You know, I spent 2 hours after the match freezing, trying to get warmer and warmer, but I couldn't do it. But, yeah, it was an experience. Like, I'm actually used to playing with the wind because where I live is very windy, so the wind wasn't a problem. It was more the cold. My hands were freezing. Like, every game it was getting colder and colder and darker. I was like, oh my gosh, when is this going to end? But we managed anyway. Yeah, it was a good experience. I mean, I think we will play some matches in those conditions, so it was like the right thing to try and play more outside. Today it was not possible, just too cold, but
yeah, I think it's good to go indoors today.
Yeah, today definitely.
And, tell us a little bit, too, about your decision to come to Northwest Missouri State and play for Coach Rosewell.
Yeah, so last year, as the coach said, I was in Italy. I was studying law. I was also playing tennis, and I was like, you know, I need something to change. I need to keep playing tennis but studying as well because it's very important for me. So I tried to get in contact with many colleges, and I think Northwest Missouri was the one with the best setup. I had, like, everything. I had a good athletic program. I like the academics. They are actually really interesting. The classes that I'm taking, I'm really invested in. And also, the college is beautiful. Like, there are a lot of green. I love, you know, like, a place filled with nature, and yeah, the people there are just amazing.
Yeah, I think once we hit springtime, you're going to really appreciate the campus. Right now, with this, of course, the snow coming, kind of melting off a little bit now, but you're going to really appreciate it here in another month or so.
Yeah, now I see the potential, you know, like I see the green, I see the pond, I see the squirrels, but I know that it will get better when the sun comes out. I know it will be a beautiful place.
And Coach, as you look ahead, you got 2 weeks really to gear up for the next Friday's match with William Jewell. What are you trying to do with your squads to make sure that they're ready to roll for that first match?
We're trying to make sure everybody's fit, because right off the bat we're going to go down and play William Jewell, and then we're going to go down to Oklahoma and play a couple matches. That's going to be three matches the first weekend. We normally don't always do it that way, but it's just kind of the way it worked out. And hopefully we can get the matches in down in Oklahoma.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Is there any chance to go indoors when you get down there?
There is chance. We go where 36 outdoor courts and I think 12 indoors. So that's where we have our conference tournament down there. It's a wonderful facility. They're in Edmond. At the racquet club, the city built that and whatever, but we have good use on that, and it's a wonderful place to play, so it's going to be great accommodations.
And Camilla, Coach talked a little bit about what you bring to the team, not only a fine singles player, but also on the double side as well. Just kind of talk about what you feel your skills are.
I feel like the volleys are a huge skill of mine. I feel like also the forehand can work pretty well, especially in the double. I can play deep if I'm on a good day, of course. But yeah, I feel like if I had like a double partner who can I rely on, and like if she trusts me, I think we can make a good couple, a good like double team. So I think that is where I can bring my like.
And that's a really important part of the team aspect of things. Getting that doubles points is very huge for squads.
Oh yeah, you always look for a good doubles player. It's something I didn't know, John, is just talking to Camilla. She has a sister that's playing at Oral Roberts, Division I school in Tulsa, which most people know. But what they don't know is, as far as our connection with them, or actually Coach John Byrd's connection with them, Bernice Duke was the coach down there for years. And he was the first one in the 60s that started bringing international athletes. And it worked so well. I mean, they got third in the country in Division I. It was very, very good. You know, I mean, that's professional tennis when you're at that level. And then he showed Coach Byrd on the internationals. And then, of course, you know what happened in the 70s when he won, you know, seven consecutive MIAA championships and hosted the national tournament here and so forth. So that's kind of neat knowing that her sister's there.
Oh, no doubt about that.
Yeah.
Camilla, it's been great having you with us on the show. I'm sure we'll see a lot of you
as
spring goes along. And Mark, it's always good to have you with us here as well.
Thank you, John. Thank you.
Again, that's the KXCV KRNW Coaches Show. You're listening to KXCV Maryville and KRNW Chillicothe. We've got Bearcat basketball coming up Thursday night as Northwest in Edmond, Oklahoma to face Central Oklahoma. Our pregame starts for the women at 5 o'clock. For Matt Tritton, I'm John Coffey, and so long for Pizza Ranch.